Belinda Audio and Gail Books presents this unabridged recording of The Keen Edge, Mastering the Mindset for Real Lasting Fat Loss, written and read by Brian Keane. Losing weight is a lot like baking a cake. Yes, you read that right. I'm starting this quote-unquote healthy eating book talking about baking a cake. As you'll see over the coming chapters, this book is unlike anything you've ever read before. I'm not going to be preaching the fat-burning capabilities of some random food found deep in the Amazon jungle or selling you on some quick-fix solution that massively reduces your calorie intake by eliminating an entire food group. Nope, you won't get that here. What you are going to get in the following pages is a mindset shift. You're likely going to hear some uncomfortable truths about the sole contributing factor as to why you don't look the way you want to look. I'll give you a clue. When it comes to every single diet or nutritional plan you followed unsuccessfully over the years, what has been the common denominator? Have you been too restrictive and pressed the fuck it button and binged on everything in sight? Possibly. Have you eliminated entire food groups in your desire to lose weight? For example, 6 weeks gluten-free or no dairy? Yeah, you might have. But none of those is the common denominator. Want to know what is? It's you. Yes, you. Or more accurately, your mindset and how you approach the diet or nutritional plan. But don't worry, we're going to fix that. But first, back to my cake. Surely cake is off limits if you're trying to lose weight or reduce your body fat. Well, yes and no. Yes, in the sense that in part one of the book, you'll see that calories do matter and food portion sizes are important. Eating a whole cake is unlikely to support your weight loss goal. Equally though, one slice a few times a week probably has the opposite effect. It gives you the psychological and metabolic boost you need to stick to your nutritional plan over the space of a week, month, or even a year. But that's not why I bring up cake. The reason I bring it up, apart from the fact that cake is delicious, is the baking element. If you've ever baked a cake or any other oven treat, you know that you have to follow a recipe. You need to do things in the right order, following a step-by-step process to end up with an appetizing baked good. But you also need the ingredient list. You get the flour and you have a pile of mush. You get the sugar and it tastes horrible. You get the eggs and it doesn't stick together. You get the idea. Developing the keen edge is exactly the same. To lose weight, you need the recipe, and you need to follow a step-by-step process. In part one, we'll go through that. How calories work, what you need to know about macros, the foods that make up your calories, and food choices, and the order of priority or fat loss pyramid of prioritization that comes alongside them. At this point, you might be thinking, oh God, not another diet book on clean eating, or to lose weight, consume fewer calories, been there, done that. Oh no, my friend, that's just the start of it. Similar to baking a cake, you can know exactly how to make it, but it still might taste like crap if you don't know what ingredients to use. Which brings me on to the meat and potatoes, pardon the pun, of this book. The ingredients, aka your mindset tools. The educational side of the weight loss process is broken down into everything from calories, macros, and food choices to using the correct metrics to track your progress. Randomly following dietary advice without context or knowledge is a recipe for misery. You might hit your weight loss goal, but you might not. You always want to be able to replicate what you do. For instance, if you lost 4 kilos to look your absolute best for a wedding or other event, you want to be able to replicate that anytime you need to in the future. I only use the word diet as an adjective. It's a skill you acquire to use when you need it. You diet to slim down for a date in the future. And unless you are morbidly obese or seriously overweight and you've been dieting for more than a year with no result, you're doing it wrong. Over the course of our journey together, you will acquire the dieting skill, but our primary focus will be on the nutrition side of things. That means finding a plan that is specific to your goal and then approaching it the right way. The ingredients come next, and the first one on that list is discipline.